Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah. Please follow.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. And welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45. Today being the 3rd of Rabi Jamadul Ula, 1446, corresponding to the 5th of November, 2024. It's gone 8 minutes past 12 Central African Time. You can send your messages on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-3132. Those are the numbers that you can send in your messages, and if you have any requests that you'd like us to read out, then inshallah you can send it on those numbers. So inshallah, our first recipe is for steak filling by Sister Fawzia Palwan. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fawzia for sending in the steak filling recipe. So you're going to need a 1 kilo minute steak cut into chunks. Then you're going to marinate 2 teaspoons of ginger and garlic, 2 teaspoons of ginger and garlic, 2 teaspoons of ginger and garlic, 2 teaspoons of dana jiru, 2 teaspoons of dana and jiru, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of Calcutta grilled dust, 2 tablespoons of Calcutta grilled dust, 2 tablespoons of Calcutta Portuguese seasoning, 2 tablespoons of Calcutta Portuguese seasoning, 1 teaspoon of Calcutta lemon and pepper, 1 teaspoon of Calcutta lemon pepper, 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 2 tablespoons of oil, 2 tablespoons of oil. Then you're going to pressure cook for 30 minutes. Then you're going to add in 2 tablespoons of Steers peri peri sauce. Two tablespoons of garlic sauce. 2 tablespoons of garlic sauce, 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of mustard sauce, 2 tablespoons of mustard sauce. Then you're going to add in the sauces. Thereafter, you're going to simmer till it's thick. Toasted steak sandwich. You can use it in toasted sandwich sticks, sandwiches, pitas, and wraps, etc. So that was a very quick and simple steak filling recipe. Our next recipe comes from Sister Mariam and Watlapam. Watlapam. Not sure what it is. It looks like a dessert. But nevertheless, we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Mariam. Waiting for Sister Mariam. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Mariam for sending it. And also credits to Baker's Bites recipe. You're going to need some eggs. 30 eggs, 1.5 kilo of sugar, 1.5 kilo of sugar. You're going to need milk, 2 liter milk. You're going to need 385 grams of condensed milk. 385 gram of condensed milk. You're going to need 1 tablespoon of cardamom powder. Half a teaspoon of salt. You're going to need a black sugar recipe, a syrup, black sugar syrup, 9 tablespoons of sugar, 9 tablespoons of sugar, 1 teaspoon of water, 1 teaspoon of water, 1/2 cup of water. This water la pump serves 30 people. You can use 1.5 kilogram of brown sugar if you prefer. 1.5 kilogram of brown sugar if you prefer to use white sugar. If you want to add sugar, make sure the total amount is the same as what they are using. For example, if you use 750 grams of sugar, add in 750 grams of molasses. In total, it will be 1.5 kilo. Our next recipe, we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Mariam for that recipe. Our next recipe comes in is for ice cream tacos. You want to need 2/3 of cup flour, 2/3 of cup flour, 1.5 cup of sugar, 1.5 cup of sugar, a pinch of salt, and you know, whisk everything together. 2 tablespoons of melted butter. 2 tablespoons of melted butter. 1/4 cup of lukewarm milk, 2 egg whites, 2 egg whites, vanilla extract, and you're going to whisk until it's smooth. Then you're going to fry spoonfuls. You're going to fry spoonfuls of non-stick, as you would do for pancakes. Fry spoonfuls on non-stick as you would for pancakes. Then you're going to mold over books or something similar to make taco shells. filled with softened ice cream. Filled with softened ice cream. Drizzled melted chocolates and sprinkles. Drizzled melted chocolate and sprinkles. Freeze till you're ready to serve. Freeze till you're ready to serve. And that was the recipe for ice cream tacos. Our next recipe that comes in is for pepper cream steak. Pepper cream steak. You're going to need 1 kilo minute steak. It's the same. Similar to the first recipe. Sorry about that. Then we're going to get another recipe, inshallah. Okay, this recipe is for chicken kalya veg stew. Chicken kalya veg stew. So for your vegetables, you're going to need 6 potatoes, halves or quarters. 6 potatoes, halves or quarters. 3 carrots cut in rounds. 3 carrots cut in rounds. Then you're going to have 1 packet for mixed veg for roast. Then 1 handful of cabbage. 1 handful of cabbage. 1 handful of green beans. And 1 handful of green beans, and you're going to keep aside. And also you're going to keep aside for last 1 can of butter beans with brine. Also keep aside 1 can of butter beans with brine. Now for the chicken marinade. 1 kilo of cut up chicken pieces. 1 kilo cut up chicken pieces. Marinate with the chicken. We're going to marinate with the chicken with 1 heaped tablespoon of ginger garlic paste. One and a half teaspoons of Dana Jiro mix. 3/4 teaspoon of garam masala. 3 teaspoons of magic masala paste. 3 teaspoons of magic masala paste. 1 heaped tablespoon tomato sauce. 1 heaped tablespoon tomato sauce. 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce. 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. 1/4 cup of well-beaten mass or yogurt. 1/4 cup of well-beaten mass or yogurt. Then you're going to need some saffron. Half a lid of egg yellow food coloring. Mix all together and leave aside. Then in a large pot, You're going to fry 2 medium-sized grated onions. Fry 2 medium-sized grated onions. With a little oil and ghee. With a little oil and ghee mixed. Then you're going to add 2 of each. Then you're going to add 2 of each spices. That is 2 of the dhaj cinnamon stick. 2 dhaj cinnamon stick. Aniseed ilachi. Aniseed ilachi. Cardamom, cloves, and whole black peppers. 1 teaspoon of whole jeera. 1 teaspoon of whole jeera. 1/2 a teaspoon of sonf. 1/2 a teaspoon of sonf. 1/2 the aroma to arise. 1/2 the aroma to arise. Now add in marinated chicken. Now add in marinated chicken. And you're going to cook it on medium heat. You're going to cook it on medium heat. Do not add water to it. Do not add water to it. Allow it to braise. Allow it to braise. Cook for almost 15 to 18 minutes. Cook for almost 15 to 18 minutes. Then you're going to check again. You do not want the chicken to break. You're going to check again, and you do not want it to break. Now you're going to add in 1 block of vegetable cube, 2 tablespoons white chicken soup powder, 2 tablespoons white chicken soup powder, 1 teaspoon of rosemary and thyme, 1 teaspoon of rosemary and thyme. You want to cook again. You want to cook it again. And thereafter, you're going to check with the chicken is still a bit firm. We're going to check if the chicken is still a You want to check if the chicken is still firm. Thereafter, you want to add by layering potatoes and carrots. Then you want to add the rest of the vegetables to give it a bit of flavor. You're going to add in the rest of the vegetables to give it a little bit of flavor of the curry. And when it's done, then you can add in the can of butter beans with brine. Add in the butter beans with brine. And adjust the salt and chili's taste. Adjust salt and chili taste. Garnish with chopped green dhania. Garnish with chopped green dhania. And you can serve. The serving suggestion, you can also give achar. Achar, soft pap or roll. Soft pap or roll. Or rice. And that was the recipe for chicken kalya veg stew. Say jazakallah khairan to the sisters that sent in those recipes. It's gone 12:30 Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to go for a break. And when we return, we will get our Mawlana Zaid, and we will continue with our daily nasiha or discussion segment. Inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
20 minutes to 1 Central African time, and we come to our show, our daily nasiha segment. Yesterday we discussed the importance of Ramadan and how to build one's iman for the preparation of Ramadan. But Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hope you're well, Mawlana. Mawlana, I just want to know, do you want to continue with that topic, or do you want to continue with our previous topic, the one on janazah?
I think the previous topic.
The previous on janazah.
Si.
Okay, so
closer to Ramadan, then we'll have a...
Okay, inshallah. Okay, so Mawlana, basically now, the person passed away, right? Just a recap. The person passed away, he closed the eyes, we read the Masnoon Dua, what they must read. Then the family comes over, and we sort that the heirs, the deaths of the deceased, needs to be sorted out, right? I think at the part now, to respect the household.
Before we get to that, there's just there's one topic which we forgot. If a person utters kufr, words of kufr, at the time of his, just before he passed away, and it's a family member, it's someone you're close to. So at that particular time, what happens? He uttered words of kufr, or a person loves soccer and he said, this is my hero, or something of that sort. Should we pay, how much attention should we pay towards that? So the fuqaha have mentioned that no attention should be paid towards that words of kufr that the dying person has uttered. Rather, hope should still be there, and it should be as such that the person, or it should be in the minds of people that are loving, to say that perhaps you make excuses and you say perhaps that this person, on the accountability or the account of the difficulty of death, he was not in his normal state of mind. So in that state, he uttered such words. So it is well known that the person who utters words of kufr while he is not in his senses will be forgiven. So that means if you are in your senses and you utter words of kufr, then that is definitely kufr. But you are not in your senses, and you are just that those moments, you're just going to leave the world and the person is not there proper in their senses, then this year is... a person will be forgiven for with regards to that. Dua, however, should still continue for that particular person and give out sadaqah on his name all of this year. Just quickly to touch on the final moments of a pious person, of the pious person. This is actually a book, Final Moments of the Pious. So you will see there, it is mentioned about Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu anhu. He is about to leave this world. And his wife began to say, how sad you are departing from this world. And Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu anhu, he says, how pleasant and joyful it is that tomorrow we will meet our companions, our friends. We will meet with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions. Abdullah bin Musa says, once I was on a journey when Ali ibn Salih rahimullah passed away. He says, on my return, I visited his brother, Hassan bin Salih. That was to give ta'ziyah. Ta'ziyah is to console, and you give comfort to the family members, as you've mentioned, to respect the household. So he says, I was going to pay my condolences. And as I was overtaken by weeping, his brother said, first listen to his story before you weep. His story is unique and one of great pleasure. He asked me to bring water to him, and he was in the final moments. When I took the water to him, he said, "I've already drunk." I asked him, "Who had provided this drink to you?" He said, "Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with numerous rows of angels and provided me with water." I asked him then to verify that he was in his senses. "How were the rows of the angels formed all of this?" He replied, "One after the other, one after the other." So this here is all mentioned in Final Moments of the Pious. If you can see page 144, this incident is particularly mentioned there. If you see for the previous one, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, you want the reference for that. So you can see Siyaru A'lamin Nubala. So it is there. Coming now to this particular portion. Once the person now passes away, just continue on this. What happens? So you have to be maintained, contained, make sure the person's, the deceased, marhum, marhuma's eyes are closed, limbs should be straightened, his hands should be placed at his sides, while his fingers, joints, all of this should be loosened. For his mouth, because generally the mouth will be open, so you take a cloth and from below the chin, around both sides of his head, you'll tie this cloth, because after some time, you'll never be able to get that mouth to close. So to get it into that, you'll use a cloth and you'll tie it from below the chin, and it will be tied around both sides of his head. The cloth should also be knotted so that the mouth doesn't open. The fuqaha have mentioned as well that this should be done in order for the ghusl to take place correctly. At times after the person's demise, you know, the body becomes stiff. And while giving the ghusl, water does not reach all parts of the body. Therefore, straightening the limbs of the deceased upon his demise will ensure that at the time of the ghusl, the water will reach the entire body easily. So now comes this time here. What is the du'as, or what is the du'a that will be recited when closing the mouth and as well as the eyes of a deceased person? The du'a that you're going to recite is mentioned. This is in Muslim, Sahih Muslim. Allahumma ghfir li fulan. So where fulan comes, you're going to say his name. Allahumma ghfir li Fatima. Allahumma ghfir li Muhammad. Allahumma ghfir li Sulaiman. So like this. Allahumma ghfir li fulan. Oh Allah, forgive so and so. Warfa' darajatahu fil mahdiyin. And raise his status. Warfa', raise his rank among the Mahdiyin, among the rightly guided. So Allahumma ghfir li fulanin, warfa' darajatahu fil mahdiyin, wakhlufhu fi aqibihi fil ghabirin. And you, Ya Allah, be his guardian in seeing to the affairs of those he has left behind. Wakhlufhu fi aqibihi fil ghabirin. Because those affected now, imagine the husband, the man, the breadwinner of the house, he leaves. Now this family, children, daughters, sons, they are still toddlers, young perhaps. They don't know what to do. The mother is stressing as well where the income is going to come through. So you're making dua for them. وَخْلُفُهُ فِي أَقِبِهِ فِي الْغَابِرِينَ. And you, Ya Allah, be his guardian in seeing to the affairs of those he has left behind. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. What about us? See, we don't forget ourselves as well. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. وَلَهُ. And forgive the sins of the deceased. Ya Rabbi. Then you'll make dua, you'll say, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Then you make this dua, Allahumma afsah lahu fi qabrihi wa nawwir lahu fihi. O Allah, expand his qabr and illuminate it for him through your mercy. So, Allahumma afsah lahu fi qabrihi wa nawwir lahu fihi. O Allah, expand his qabr and illuminate it for him. So this is a beautiful dua, authentic dua mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Again, let's recite the whole dua completely. Allahumma ghfir li fulan. We said to you where fulan comes, the person, the deceased's name will come there. Allahumma ghfir li Muhammad. Allahumma ghfir li Fatima. Allahumma ghfir li Sulaiman. Allahumma ghfir whoever is passed away, deceased. Allahumma ghfir li fulan. وَرْفَعْ دَرَجَتَهُ فِي الْمَهْدِيِّينَ وَخْلُفْهُ فِي عَقِبِهِ فِي الْغَابِرِينَ وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلَهُ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ اللهم افسح له في قبره ونور له فيه. So the translation again. O Allah, forgive so and so and raise his rank among the rightly guided. And you, Ya Allah, be his guardian in seeing to the affairs of those he has left behind. Forgive our sins and the sins of the deceased. So here, just a point of note, because if it's a female, then the pronoun will change. So you're going to say, let's use an example. Allahumma ghfir li Fatima. So you will say, وَرْفَعْ دَرَجَتَهَا فِي الْمَهْدِيِّينَ وَخْلُفْهَا فِي أَقِبِهَا وَخْلُفْهَا فِي أَقِبِهَا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلَهَا يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ اللَّهُمَّ افْسَحْ لَهَا فِي قَبْرِهَا وَنَوِّرْ لَهَا فِيهَا وَنَوِّرْ لَهَا فِيهِ in the qabr. So again, if it's a female, you're just going to change the pronoun. Of course, over the airwaves, it's difficult to learn a dua just by hearing it once. But you're going to find the dua, then you will get it, and then you will read it. But you will read the hadith in Sahih Muslim, hadith 920, it's there. And if you see, this hadith is mentioned with the pronoun of a male. With the pronoun of the male, because of course there is an incident that took place, and it was about Abu Salama radiyallahu. So Abu Salama, this whole the narrator is Umme Salama radiyallahu anha, and she says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered upon Abu Salama, and his eyes, there were signs of death noticeable. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam then made this dua, taught Umme Salama this dua, and this dua was read thereafter. The dua that we've just recited. So it's read with reference to Abu Salama radiallahu anhu. So when it comes to a female, you're just going to change the pronoun. So that's all that we're going to learn for today. There is another dua here. So it does come if you've got the kitab, and the kitab is the Laws of Janaza. The Laws of Janaza. You'll see it is published by Madrasa Ta'limuddin, and this year you'll see just thereafter it does come for a female deceased person. So if you got this kitab, which you should get, very beneficial, you will find this dua there. Allahumma ghfir li fulan, warfa' darajataha fil mahdiyin, wakhlufha fi aqibiha fil ghabirin, waghfir lana walaha ya rabbal alameen, Allahumma afsah laha fi qabriha, wa nawwir laha fi. Then another easy, simple dua as well, that is mentioned, and this year is mentioned in Bayhaqi, Bismillahi wa ala millati rasulillah. When closing the eyes, you will recite this. Bismillahi wa ala millati rasulillah. Bismillahi wa ala millati rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're going to stop there with regards to the du'as. And we've mentioned to you just a recap of what we've done. We've spoken about the deceased who says words of kufr just before he passes away. So if he was not in his senses, of course, because of the difficulty at that particular time, so you will say that he was not in his senses, and benefit of the doubt will be given, and you will say that he passed away with iman still. However, you're still going to make dua for that person, and you're going to give out charity, sadaqah, in the case that it's not like this. But you don't know, so you leave. Da'ma yuribuk ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that which is doubtful for that which is not doubtful. He lived the whole life of iman. So at that moment, he was in that pangs of death. Then you will say these words that maybe make an excuse for him. So maybe this happened or that happened, difficulty of death, but he passed away with iman. You're not going to mention it to anyone. You'll keep it silent. Then we spoke about the final moments of the pious. We spoke about Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu when he had passed away and how happy he was. See, this is when you have good actions, then you look forward to meeting Allah Azza wa Jal. But of course, for all of us who is drowning in sin, so we're going to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, and we're going to rectify our lives, and we're going to want to meet Allah. So this here is also mentioned, and we said about Abdullah ibn Musa when he was on a journey, and the whole incident with Ali ibn Salih rahimullah. We spoke about what should be done immediately after death, closing the mouth, using that cloth, tying it so the mouth remains closed, closing the eyes, closing, so all of this, making the fingers, joints, all of that loose. All of this should be taking place. Why we said so? The body becomes stiff. Then the dua, we read, Allahumma ighfir li fulan warfa darajatahu fil mahdiyin wa khlufhu fi aqibihi fil ghabirin wa ighfir lana wa lahu ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma afsah lahu fi qabrihi wa nawwir lahu fih. And if it's a female, Allahumma ighfir li fulan warfa' darajataha fil mahdiyin wakhlufha fi aqibiha fil ghabirin waghfir lana wa laha ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma afsah laha fi qabriha wa nawwir laha fih. And then also when closing the mouth, closing the eyes of the female deceased. And if it is you closing the eyes of the mayat, you will recite as well, Bismillahi wa ala millati Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is another dua as well, which is also recited, but that we will do at another time, inshallah. Also, this year is the narration of, it's a narration of Bayhaqi as well. Finally, the clothing will be removed and a sheet will be placed upon the entire body. So eventually you'll have to remove that which you placed around the mouth all of this year. Next, inshallah, in the future, we will be discussing bringing discomfort to the dying person. This is something, of course, you shouldn't be doing. So what's the harms of doing this year? And why should we be staying away from this? That's, inshallah, forthcoming attractions. Jazakumullah khairan to Haji Suleiman Esop and to all our listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say jazakallah khair to Maulana for giving us insightful information from Quran and Hadith. Maulana, jazakallah khair once again for your time. Inshallah, we'll speak tomorrow.
Inshallah, we'll dua for us as well. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that's where we come to the end of our show. We say jazakallah khair to the listeners for sending in your recipes. It's 4 minutes to 1 Central African time. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isup, bi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.